are frustrated with your go-to-market plan. You are frustrated with your management constantly changing direction. You are frustrated with your product team that unable to give you a clear answers in terms of your value propositions of the new product. I would like to let you know you are not alone.
The smartest marketers from all walks of life, in every industry, talking about the latest trends, opportunities, and challenges. Insights from marketing executives at organizations like National Geographic, IBM, and the Baltimore Ravens. And tips from business authors and experts known around the world. Ways to improve your community's marketing, starting now, right here on the Marketing Smarts Podcast.
Marketing Smarts listeners, I'm super excited. Do you ever think about GTM? What the heck is GTM? Go-to-market. You ever think about how to build a successful marketing go-to-marketing campaign plan? Well, if so, then Pam Didner is going to help us out today. We talk about what keeps her up at night, some hurdles along the way, what does success look like? And of course, you know your boy George B. Thomas. We talk about tips, tricks, templates, hacks, all the things that you as a B2B marketer might need, want, or have at your fingertips. Now, Pam Didner, B2B marketer, speaker, author, and podcaster. She understands the challenges business professionals face every single day. Her expertise is in strategic planning, B2B marketing, sales and marketing alignment, content marketing, sales enablement, and more. Pam is a natural strategic thinker and tactical in execution. She has written 3 books, Effective Sales Enablement, The Modern AI Marketer, and Global Content Marketing. She also launched her podcast and YouTube channel, B2B marketing, and more. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get a word from our sponsor, and then you know what time it is. Time to get into the good stuff. Tactical sessions, inspirational keynotes, off-the-clock antics, and let's not forget about immeasurable connections. What am I talking about? The B2B Forum, of course. For more than 15 years, the B2B Forum has been the conference where today's leading B2B marketers gather for insights, networking, and laughs. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's never too early to plan for success. Join us in 2023 in October for inspiration from B2B marketing experts, and I mean those marketers who walk the walk and know how to talk the talk in a way that you can understand. Get access to real-world actionable insights on the tactics and tools that work today and strategies that stand the test of time. When you say, well, on October 4th, you can join us for the B2B Forum full-day workshop for all access attendees. And on the 5th and 6th, well, spectacular conference shenanigans. That's right. If you head over to the B2B Forum website right now, you can sign up to join us October 4th through the 6th for some amazing education. And guess what? I'll see you next year at the B2B Forum. That's right. I'll be there. Will you? Now, without out of the way, it's Pam Didner. It's how to build a successful marketing go-to-market campaign plan for you. Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up. Let's go ahead and get into the interview. All right, Marketing Smarts listeners, I'm super excited. It's your boy, George B. Thomas. And I'm excited because we get to talk about a conversation that I don't think we've actually talked about on the podcast, at least since I took it over last year. However, I'm also excited because I get to talk to somebody who I always love being with when we're doing events, whether it be Marketing Profs webinars, or she has always also been on the podcast before. And of course, I'm speaking to the lovely Pam Didner. Now, today we're talking about how to build a successful, not a semi-successful, we're talking about how to build a successful marketing go-to-market campaign plan. Pam, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. George, thank you so much for having me again. So happy to be back.
Oh, absolutely. I always love the tidbits of knowledge and wisdom that you sprinkle in all of our conversations and the value that you add to the world as who you are. So it just made sense with B2B Forum coming up and you speaking there and this new topic that I hadn't touched. I'm like, man, let's get Pam on the show. So with that said, I like to kick it off always with kind of a fun question. I think it's fun. It definitely leads people into either funny or quite interesting answers. And that is, what keeps you up at night, Pam, when you think about B2B marketers regarding their actual marketing go-to-market campaigns? Like, what's your nightmares? What's your dreams? Talk us through that.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I actually did go-to-market plan several times in the past and is anybody who has done a go-to-market plan will understand exactly what I'm talking about in terms of like, once it's launched and we actually do a go-to-market, will that be successful? If it's launch related, you know, will that go well? And will eventually meet an objective I set out to achieve? So there were times I would actually have nightmares, especially prior to launch, product launches. And then, for example, we have a major launch in New York City, I will have a nightmare like speaker didn't show up or the press are not there and you know that kind of stuff. So what keeps me at night is if I created a go-to-market plan, at the end of the day, after 3 months or 6 months, will that go-to-market plan showcase the success that I envisioning?
I love it. And so here's the thing. On the Marketing Smarts podcast, I love to level set because I think sometimes folks who have been in the industry for a while, we have this curse of knowledge. And it's funny because if you look on the internet, people will use GTM and some humans are like, what is GTM? And then they'll even say, well, it's go to market. And those same humans will be like, huh? What the heck? So let's just start real simple here for any listeners who are just getting into the marketing space or haven't had to actually go through this marketing go-to-market plan. What the heck do we even mean here? Like, what does this look like, feel like, smell like when we're talking about a go-to-market plan?
So, you know, go-to-market, just the three words by itself, it's really you are taking a product to market, if you think about it. That's really in a very simple way. So, but I would like to expand that a little bit. It's more kind of like you introduce a product to a market with a greater chance of success. For example, you are just like launch a product and then hope everybody know. But you create a plan, you introduce that product out, and hopefully you introduce to the target audience that you want to go after. They are aware of the product or maybe they are interested in talking to you about the products. So it's really like introducing a product to market with a plan that provides a greater chance of success. But no one can guarantee, you know, the product success. Nobody. I mean, including the CEO or the product managers. It's more or less, what can we do or what can marketing do, you know, with the best possible effort to create a plan to bend the odds to your favor?
I like the bending it to your favor. And I love that you're being honest too, just about the fact of like, hey, you can't just say it's going to be successful. And I love that you're leaning into this plan and this strategy. And because that leads me to want to ask the question, what are some key elements that B2B marketers should make sure they're including in their GTM, aka go-to-market marketing campaign plans? Like, is there a framework or like, you know, these three things, these five things, like talk us through that.
Yeah. So the key elements of a go-to-market plan, and I have worked on go-to-market plan myself, and I also worked closely with several marketing managers in the past. The way I see go-to-market plan, and it's a little bit different than a lot of how marketing teams actually create it. And majority of the time, or most of the time, what I have seen, the go-to-market plan tend to be just have one element. The element is really marketing. It's a marketing campaigns, marketing outreach, marketing launches, you know? So that's part of it. But honestly, to make a very successful go-to-market plan or make it very, very holistically, there are actually three key elements you have to take into account. Number one, marketing is one of them, obviously, but most important thing is product and also the product distribution. I see that as one category because when you are promoting a specific product, so you are talking about that product, but how people can buy that product, how the product will be distributed is also very, very important. Like they just download the product or do they have to go to a certain website and actually buy it and then somebody ship it? So what is the product distribution? And the other one, sales. Obviously salespeople are selling the products. So to me, it's a three legs stool. Number one is product and product distribution. Number two is marketing, and number three is the sales. When you create a holistic, I'm talking about holistic go-to-market plans, your plan should include these three elements.
I love that. Marketing Smarts listeners, it might be the rewind point, understanding those three pillars and then kind of breaking down what needs to happen in each one of those pillars for your success. And that almost even leads me into my next question, Pam. It's like we've done this before or something. And that
you're like, this is not very familiar. I don't understand. You're telling cooking something. I don't know. Okay, whatever. But yeah.
Yeah, it's so fun. Yeah. So, and we can think about this in the overarching GTM strategy, or we can now start to think about it in each of these pillars, however you want to go. But the question here is, are there any tips, tricks, dare I say, hacks or templates that B2B marketers could be using when creating a successful marketing go-to-market campaign plan? Because, of course, you know, we all really just have a hard time starting from scratch. That's the hardest part, is getting started, right? So what are some of maybe these tips, tricks, hacks, or templates that we might be able to leverage or use?
So when you create any kind of plan, especially marketing plan specifically, and it doesn't matter, is now I'm going to broaden that my answer a little bit and then narrow down to a go-to-market. When you create any kind of marketing plan, I always feel that creating a marketing plan is like writing a book. So like when you write a book, or when you read, doesn't matter if it's a fiction or nonfiction, right? When you read a book, that they have a title and they scope it in a certain way. It's only addressed that specific topic, or is a journey of a couple, for example, you know, from getting married until down to getting old or getting divorced, right? It's a journey. And so you kind of know the scope, and then you actually have a chapter to describe in terms of what happened. Right? So a marketing plan is very similar. It's kind of like writing a book, right? So when you write a book or when you create a plan, the number one thing, doesn't matter what kind of plan that you're doing, now I'm specifically talking about go-to-market plan, you need to know your scope. So I talk about in a perfect world, your go-to-market plan should have a product distribution, sales, and a marketing. But I have worked with many, many marketing managers. They basically say, I have no control about the product side. I have no control on the sales side. The only thing I'm going to focus on is marketing. That's okay. So know your scope. But you have to understand, if your scope is limited like that, that means there are other factors like salespeople are not doing, or product teams are not doing, or the product is not great, is going to be detrimental to your marketing success. So you need to understand your scope and also identify what are some potential factors or risks that other factors that's not in your control, in your scope, might impact your success. And you need to document that as a part of that, the go-to-market plan that you are written. Does that make sense?
A lot of time
in the marketing plan, everybody was talking about, it's going to be successful, we're going to do this, we're going to do a campaign, this is the creative, all that. I always add a disclaimer. I have no control on these things, therefore my impact to my success. You need to have a disclaimer. To me, one of the takeaway is, if you don't have a total control of your go-to-market plan, you only focus on a portion of it, then you have to understand what other people are not doing might impact your success. Know your scope. Second thing you have to know is timeline. This is go to market. What is the timeline? Maybe it's just a product launch over 2 weeks. Maybe it's 3 months. Maybe it's 6 months, right? So what is the timeline? That is very important and tend to be overlooked as well. Number three, if the timeline is set, your plan needs to show in a rolling calendar what you are doing during that timeline. If it's 6 months, you have to create a 6 month plan. What is your campaigns will look like in that 6 months? It's not one campaign, it's doing that. And then the other one is identify table of contents for your go-to-market plan. Your second slide or your third slide should be the specific things that you will do, kind of like writing a book. And the number five, to me, from most important thing, is the go-to-market objectives and target customers. They are critical. I cannot say it enough. How many times when I created go-to-market plan and I have a massive disalignment, not massive disalignment, disagreement between sales side and the marketing side. From their perspective, to support them, they should focus on decision makers. But I really want to focus on end users. Do you see that? So if you're not aligned on the target customers, you make sure you align. It's going to impact the success of your go-to-market plan.
Are you looking for great curated content specific to you, the B2B marketer? Want to have fun while also learning valuable information to help you succeed on a daily basis? Then you're in luck. Look no further. This week's Marketing Smarts podcast is brought to you by the Marketing Smarts Live Show. That's right. You can join us live every Monday, where we shine the spotlight on you, the community members, share fresh B2B news, several top-notch curated articles to help you be a better marketer, and of course, have tons of fun along the way. If you want even more B2B marketing education with the ability to ask questions and engage with the rest of the audience, tune in every Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern for the Marketing Smarts live show. You won't regret the additional B2B learning you'll be adding to your life. Now, let's get back to this episode of the Marketing Smarts podcast.
I love that you brought up the, you know, the personas, the ideal client profiles, the whatever name you want to use it in your organization. But what I like to say is the fact, Pam, that you brought up the humans, the actual humans that you're trying to, you know, go to market to. And I'm glad that you brought that up, because I really want to ask the question around something that might sound sideways, but I feel in my heart it's actually very important. But we'll find out, because I'm going to ask the question. And that is, how important is listening or researching when thinking about creating a successful marketing go-to-market campaign plan? Like, how do we implement that in maybe something before we even set out for the go part?
That's so important. And thank you so much for bringing that up. Appreciate it. And the listening and research are prerequisite, if you will, of a go-to-market plan. And I would like to actually kind of create like 2x2. So if you have listening and research, you know, as your x-axis, on the y-axis is really internal and external. So you have internal listening and internal research. You also have external listening. You also have external research. Does that make sense? So when you are looking into listening and the research, you have to look at both internal and external. The internal tend to be, I would say, more on listening side. When you create a go-to-market plan, especially in enterprise or even in the SaaS startup, there's always too many cooks in the kitchen. So if I say that and you understand exactly what I mean, you probably would laugh. It's just because a lot of people has a lot to say. CEO has something to say about go-to-market plan, and the product team has something to say about go-to-market plan. The sales team has something to say about go-to-market plan. I mean, from time to time, I mean, even the CMO and the VP of marketing have something to say about it. So the internal is more on listening. You go talk to different people, gather their feedback in time, you know, ahead of time. And also by the time, their feedback may change over time. In general, I know that in a big launch or in an enterprise, and even on a startup, the go-to-market plan started planning at least 6 months ahead. Especially if you want to book a venue like in San Francisco or even New York as a product launch, you kind of have to plan that out. I would say, you know, sometimes, you know, a year in advance because you want to book the venue. But if nothing else, 6 months, at least give yourself 6 months for planning, right? So during that 6 months, you go talk to different people. But in the middle of it, you still need to talk to them again because things may have changed, right? The product got pulled in, the product got pulled out, or the features probably got decided, created that feature in time. So it's slotted for the next launch, but not here. So you have to talk to different customers. And that's a listening part. And the research has a lot to do with competitive analysis, competitors, compare your product with the competitors. And the other thing is competitive analysis of your own product. So there's a competitor level and there's a competitive analysis in terms of product. So there's and also third party secondary research about the customers. George, you brought a very good point. I'm so happy you did that in terms of customers. You know, are they address your customers' pain points? Listening and the research actually never stop. A lot of people will think that they do listening and research and then they will do go-to-market plan. I hate saying this, the listening and research continue even while you are creating your go-to-market plan.
Yeah, I love that so much. And it makes me think about the episode I did with Nate Brown, where we talked about voice of customer and having that in place. And he even mentioned internal and external. And Pam, I want to dive a little bit deeper on that same question and more focusing on external, you know, and the question would be like, because I try to put my brain into where the Marketing Smarts listeners might be. And my question, thinking their question would be like, well, yeah, great. I want to do that, but how? And so, yeah. You know, this might be a process. It might be a tool. I'm not sure, but I'm just going to ask the question and we'll let Pam let us know. And that is, how might one go about listening and researching externally so that you can gather the smart data that you need for your go-to-market plan?
Okay, so that's actually a great question. I always like to address how, and because I will listen to a podcast or watch the video or even read a blog post. But a lot of time, they don't really go down to a detail in talking about how. And how, unfortunately, in this specific context, it depends on your products and also your industry. And it depends on how you sell your products and also depending, you know, sales model. And also, is your product kind of like in a very competitive world, a SaaS-based product, or is basically you are kind of like in the number one market position with a very high market segment shares. So if you are actually, if your product, like if you are doing a CIM, and there's a lot of CIM tools out there, my take on this is a lot of time have a conversation with the sales team and understand in terms of what your customers are talking about your product. That's one way of getting the research is from your customers and also from your sales team. And the other one is within your industries, there's, especially in the US, I cannot speak for Asia Pacific and also EMEA. In US, there's every single industry is very established. There's a lot of associations. There's a lot of research firms that doing research for your specific product. And I would definitely find out who they are. Like I said, they are different. So research firms, right, that focus on your products. And also you, if you have a marketing research team or any research team within the product teams, go to them directly and see if they have any kind of research report they can pull that to actually help you. So that's the second one in terms of the research firms and within the industry you are in. Number three, I hate saying this. Obviously, if you are in the industry for a long time, you obviously have peers. And I would go to your peers actually for information as well. Number three. And sometimes I know a lot of marketers, they even talk to their competitors because, you know, they are friendly, right? Frenemy. So talk to your competitors. It doesn't hurt, right? And also do a lot of research. Number five, ChatGPT. Why don't you ask ChatGPT that question? Do a little research using ChatGPT and with very specific prompts and specific question and see if they actually provide additional insight.
I love the idea of leveraging AI a little bit for some of that research and all the ones before that. I also love that that's the last one you gave, like, hey, and also this, because not that you should weigh on that heavily, but it's a nice little addition to it. And actually, it reminds me of the interview I did just a little bit ago with Chris Carr about ChatGPT, AI, AI-assisted writing, Marketing Smarts. Listeners, if you haven't listened to that episode, definitely go check it out. It is quite intriguing, to say the least.
Yeah, yes. I just did a presentation for a client of mine. It's actually, the title is How to Improve Your Sales Games Using ChatGPT. Is a talk to all their sales professional, how they can use ChatGPT. And so I created multiple different prompts to share with the salespeople in terms of how they can use it. Yes, it was fascinating. I learned a lot along the way, so.
Yeah, you can't start messing with AI and not learn something. So speaking of that, you can't listen to this podcast without learning something. And what I want to learn next, Pam, is as marketers start to go to this direction after they've learned what we've talked about today, what are some of the hurdles you've seen marketers face when trying to build a campaign for their go-to-market efforts? Like the things that really just get them stuck in the ditch?
There are several. And because it does take 6 to 8 months to build a go-to-market plan in general. Of course, you can, if the product is, let's assume you are a small team, you don't have a lot of budget and or whatnot, and you create it in a very short period of time, it can happen too. So, but in general, one of the hurdles tend to be time. Okay, do you give yourself enough time to actually kind of put the plan together? That's number one. Number two is lack of budget. And I know a lot of management folks, they will say, marketing We need to launch this product. We need to do go-to-market. But they say it without actually giving additional budgets for the marketing people to actually do that. And for anyone create go-to-market plan, here's my number one advice. If you actually have one takeaway from this, is don't do go-to-market plan unless you have budget. You're going to fail.
Yeah.
I'm saying that.
Yeah.
Okay? There's only so much you can do organically. There's only so much you can do with your small team. There's only so much too you can reach out to influencers to give you freebies, but no budget, no go-to-market. It's that simple, okay? I'm not trying to be cynical. I'm just stay the fact. So lack of budget, go fight for your budget. This is very critical, okay? B2B marketers, we are all nice people. We don't like to fight, but you have to go present it and the PO and get your budget. That's number one. Number two is because you have 6 to 8 months and then you're working through your go-to-market plan, but in the meantime, the product's still being developed. The product is not finalized. So the product, some features are added, some features are not added. There's a constant changing of the features that will impact the positioning and also messaging of your go-to-market plan. So that frustrates the heck out of many, many go-to-market marketing managers. They just hate that because, oh my God, I need to change that again. Did we just say that we are going to have that as our key features and key talking point? And then you know, 3 weeks later, it's changed. So that's one thing. In addition to change, another thing that changes all the time is the dates. The pull in, the pull out, and the pull out, the push out, pull in and push out. The push out, I worry less. It's a pull in.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're like, the launch day October. No, wait a minute. The launch day is the first week of September. Anyway.
Yeah, it's time to go into marketing meltdown when you hear those words. So on the flip side, Pam, of the hurdles, what does success look like? How do we know we have the right go-to-market campaign plan in place? You know, what is this GTM nirvana look like?
It actually depends on your go-to-market plan objectives, and it's very much objective driven. And in some cases, if it's a big enterprise, they launch a product and with a massive product launch around the launch plan around the world, it's not necessarily right away the sales. It's the indication of the press coverage, the analyst pickup, right? But for SaaS, the product launch or go-to-market has a lot to do with the number of trial runs they can pick up or number of the free trials they can pick up. And in some cases that you do a soft launch, which is you launch existing products with additional features that can be sales inquiries that people would like to do upgrade. So it really depends on your go-to-market objectives. And My recommendation on that specifically is have a very much in-depth conversation with your management and also sales team, because ultimately your go-to-market plan needs to impact sales somehow, right? So have a conversation with your management, understand what kind of success metrics they envision they have in mind, and that you somehow align with that. It may not be 100%, but you need to somehow align with that. So that would be my recommendation in terms of, hey, have a conversation with your management to determine your go-to-market plan objectives, and then your success metrics should be part of objective-driven measurement.
I love when everything points to have a conversation with the people that you actually work with. That is such an amazing thing that sometimes we forget to do. And truly in that, what I hear is in that conversation, it's understanding and setting expectations for how
That's
you're going to be moving forward.
Well said, George. Well said.
So, Pam, this has been exciting. I still have another question I'm going to ask you here in a minute, but you're speaking at the B2B Forum later this year. What else, if people attend, what else can attendees plan on learning about building a successful marketing go-to-market campaign plan if they attend your session in October, B2B Forum?
You know, George, I'm doing a workshop. I'm also doing a session. I'm doing both. So, George, like you indicated, I'm doing a go-to-market plan workshop, and I will share the detail templates that you can use. I also will share some of the know-how, specifically in terms of how you can address the questions of getting additional budgets. I would answer any question you have. I mean, any question you have about go-to-market plan, and I'm not kidding. And another thing I would like to talk about is how do we create service-oriented go-to-market plan? Service tend to be a category that that's overlooked in terms of how to create a go-to-market plan. I want to have a point of view and share that as well. And in addition to that, I have a session, and it's really talking about how you can quantify marketing ROI. If you are interested about that topic, please do come to Boston and attend B2B Forum.
Yeah, be there or be square, people. It's the place to be. I know I'll be there. Pam will be there. There's a whole bunch of other folks that we'll have on the podcast coming up soon that are going to be there as well. So back to our GTM conversation. Pam, what are the words of wisdom that you'd want to share with the Marketing Smarts listeners as we send them back to their regularly scheduled day?
If you are frustrated with your go-to-market plan, you are frustrated with your management constantly changing direction, you are frustrated with your product team that unable to give you a clear answers in terms of your value propositions of the new product, I would like to let you know you are not alone. A lot of time, we B2B marketers, we work so hard and we are inside the company, and we don't necessarily have that support from our peers unless we attend a conference. And sometimes in the moment, you are so frustrated, you feel that, oh my God, I'm the only one have that problem. No, that's not true. I want to let everybody know that the problem that you have, we all have it. So from time to time, it's okay. Just, you know, pat yourself in the back and say, you know what? It's okay. This happened to everybody, not just me. You have to tell yourself that. Otherwise, you get deflated very quickly. And especially doing marketing, it's never easy in the world of digital and the modern era. So take a break, drink a lot. Tea. And just keep it arm's length sometimes. Do the best you can. And don't feel that you are the only one struggling. You are not. I struggle all the time, by the way. So
Marketing Smarts listeners, did you take lots of notes? I have to ask, what is your hashtag one thing? Your number one execution opportunity after this podcast episode. Make sure you reach out and let us know in my inbox or on Twitter using the hashtag MPB2B. Also, I have to ask, are you a free member of the Marketing Profs community yet? If not, head over to mprofs.com/MP today. You won't regret the additional B2B marketing education you'll be adding to your life. Hey, listeners, we'd like it if you could leave us a rating or review on your favorite podcast app, but we'd love it if you'd share this episode with a coworker or friend. Until we meet in the next episode of the Marketing Smarts podcast, where we talk with Marcus Sheridan about world-class case studies, They Ask, You Answer, and building trust on the internet, I hope you do just a couple of things. Reach out and let us know what conversation you'd like to listen in on next. 2, focus on getting 1% better at your craft each and every day. And finally, remember to be a happy, helpful, humble B2B marketing human, and we'll see you in the next episode of the Marketing Smarts Podcast.